This is the Live Feed. It's your connection to live music and entertainment in Winona. Support for this program is made possible by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.
On this episode of The Live Feed, KQAL's Adam Lush visits with Sun Gods to Gamma Rays at Midwest Music Fest 2013. Classified as dream pop, this Minneapolis band creates spacey sounds using a mix of pedals, classic Rhodes keyboard, and ethereal vocals. While visiting with Sun Gods to Gamma Rays, we'll find out how the group formed, learn more about their creative process, and more.
This is Adam Lush. You're listening to the Live Feed on KQAL 89.5, and we are talking with the band Sun Gods to Gamma Rays. And we're going to go around real quick and tell me what you do in the band.
Hey, I'm Peter. I play Rhodes electric piano.
My name is Paul, and I play electric guitar.
My name is Kaitani, or Brianna Kachka, and I play keyboards and sing.
My name is Brian. I play bass guitar.
I'm Mitch. I play drums.
All right, so I first want to say I really was digging your sound, and I was wondering how you guys kind of describe it to yourself, when people ask you, how do you describe it?
We've actually been talking about that a lot lately. It's kind of tricky. There's definitely some psychedelic elements. There's some sort of dream pop elements, some rock elements. It's definitely hard to say.
And it's kind of groove-based, like a lot of really funky bass lines, so...
So who are you guys' influences, I guess, when you go to write music? Who do you look for inspiration?
I don't know that we do necessarily kind of look at other bands specifically, but we've definitely been compared to bands like Air or Radiohead or Feist or, I don't know, all sorts of different groups out there.
Well, I think it's really cool because each of us brings our own influences to the table. Like, we each have come from different backgrounds, and so there's sort of a unique blending of different styles and things that we don't really necessarily think about. It's just kind of happening naturally, I don't know.
So how did you guys meet for the first time, and when did you decide to make music together?
Well, I guess Paul and I, the guitar player and the keyboard player, we've known each other for 7 years or something. We used to own a recording studio together in Minneapolis for years and years, and I lived with Brian, so that's how we met, and we've all made music together in the past. Mitch was just a super cool dude around town that we all kind of admired, and he was nice enough to come play drums with us, and he's an amazing drummer. And then Brianna has performed as Kaitani around town and you know, gotten a lot of respect and admiration from people, and it was kind of the perfect just getting together of musicians, I guess.
And have you guys recorded anything or have any EPs out there?
As Sun Gods to Gamma Rays, we don't yet. We plan on having a record out in probably early fall of 2013. I have some solo stuff under the name Kaitani, and Paul has some stuff under Midwest Paul Cook. Brian's a DJ, so there's a whole slew.
Oh, and technically we did appear on, there was a big project, and actually the first performance we ever had called 69 Love Songs, which was put on by our friend Matt Lateral, and we were asked to do a cover song by a band called Magnetic Fields. 69 bands in Minneapolis, Twin Cities, were asked to perform on it, and so we did perform a song together for that. So technically that is recorded and out.
Yeah.
So
very cool, very cool.
We now return to our interview with Sun Gods to Gamma Rays at Midwest Music Fest 2013, hosted by Adam Lush on the live feed.
So when you guys write your own music, what is the process and how do you go about it? Does somebody have the song first and kind of bring it to the band, or how does it work?
Typically, like, one of us will come with kind of a skeleton of an idea and bring it to practice, and then we'll play it through, and if it clicks pretty early on, then we'll keep working on it. If it doesn't, we usually will table it and come back to it later. So it's definitely a collaborative writing process, which makes it really fun.
So how did you first get involved with music, maybe as a young child, and what about it makes you attracted to it so much, really?
I guess I have kind of punk rock roots from high school, and then eventually I had friends who pulled me into, like, indie rock and stuff like that, and I don't know, I had an uncle who played drums, and I just have always been interested.
Yeah, I mean, I've been playing, you know, music since fourth grade, I think, violin and trumpet, and later on in middle school and high school, bass guitar, and went on to DJ, and I don't know, music's always been really special to me and a part of my life, and it always will be.
I grew up as a theater kid, so I did a lot of that growing up. That's where I, like, took tons of voice lessons when I was a kid, and all of my family on my dad's side, they're all super musical. So my dad is a avid guitarist and had a ton of acoustic guitars around the house, and so I taught myself how to play, and that's kind of how I started, and started out as a singer-songwriter and changed from there into other veins. So I don't know, it's hard to explain, I guess.
My dad bought me my first electric guitar at a flea market for $35. I was 13, and since then, music has pretty much been the only thing I've spent, you know, the majority of my time doing, whether it pays me or not.
Yeah, it's pretty much the same story. My parents got me a guitar when I was young. I played around with that, and then I got into drums, and I was in percussion and drums for a long time, and then went into audio engineering and worked as an audio engineer and producer for years, and now I'm back into playing out again because it's a lot of fun. Mm-hmm.
So what is the difference between like being the technical guy in the background and actually being on stage for you?
Oh, it's a huge difference. I mean, control, I think, is maybe the biggest difference. When you're in the studio and you're an engineer, you have essentially complete control over what the sound is. Live, obviously, you have very little control. All you can do is perform to the best of your ability and try to get the sound that you want to get, and you're very dependent on your bandmates and on the live sound person and the venue and everything else. But that's also what's very exciting about it and what gives it, I think, a lot of energy.
Kind of having your background, is that why you guys have so much pedals and kind of go for a lot of
effects
and sounds like that? So what was it, just you, or did you all kind of have that interest and wanted to put that for your band? Kind of looking at the guitar player here. I don't know.
I guess it's just fun to play with different sounds. I don't know.
And that's coming from a guy who I first saw play a resonator guitar and sing vocals just like totally clean by himself. So it's really interesting seeing Paul in a position where he's like tonally making a bunch of noise, and same with Peter. So I think it's really fun. I personally came from a little bit more of a rock band before this, so it's nice to do something that's a little bit more experimental, and that's why I'm interested in the sound that we're making as a band. So
coming from a drummer, now playing Rhodes, where I can play around with effects pedals and things like that, you know, as an engineer I can't help but want to tweak the way it sounds and add ambience and atmosphere and all that stuff, so it was kind of a natural progression.
Sure.
More people out there now. That's nice.
it's not worth this.
We now return to Adam Lush and his interview with the members of Sun Gods to Gamma Rays at Midwest Music Fest 2013. You're listening to The Live Feed.
So who does the writing, and what do you guys tend to write about, if any specific topic?
Well, I mean, it depends on what you mean by writing. If you're talking about who writes the music, it's kind of all of us together. When it comes to lyrics, I primarily do the lyrics, and as for what I write about, that's a good question. It's pretty abstract, I'm not going to lie. It's Brian, our bassist, he actually made a comment about how a lot of times during practice we'll come up with an arrangement musically and I'll just like come up with lyrics totally randomly. So I don't know. I was working on a blog called Reflections on Darkness when we first started this project, and so a lot of the songs have to do with the binary between light and darkness and good and evil.
So you get very deep in your writing, is that what you're saying? You feel strong about what you're singing about? Is that correct?
I guess that's a fair thing to say. Yeah, I mean, I believe that music is, and art is something to express something deeper within ourselves. So there's totally a place for rock bands who are just like writing about really funny things, and it really like, it's a release for people, and this is just more of a deeper emotional release for me, so yeah.
So what do you guys hope that your fans or just people that come to the show kind of take from it? Because I know your show is a little bit different than a rock band who's trying to get people to dance. So what do you guys want your fans to take from your music?
You know, I want people to actually reflect about the different sounds and textures and think about and kind of let themselves drift away in a sense, you know, and actually kind of let themselves be enveloped by the music. I think that's a big thing that we all want with kind of the atmospheric nature of what we're doing, is to create this world that you can kind of step into and feel like you're transported a little bit.
Well, just for me, like, lyrics obviously mean a lot. All the music that I listen to that have a vocalist, I really pay attention to the lyrics, and I pay attention to how they make me react to what they're talking about. So for me, I want people to take away tidbits of truth. I want them to have moments of thinking about what this means to them and how they're experiencing what's coming at them sonically. So
where are you guys heading for the future? Do you have any goals, or are you just kind of trying to play music?
I mean, our next big goal, aside from playing out a lot this summer, is recording our first EP, which we're going to be working on over the next couple months and hopefully be releasing in the fall. That's the goal. And we're all very dedicated to this project, so going to just keep working on it, keep playing.
Is there any place that we can go to get your music or at least get information about the band?
We don't have any music online right now other than the 69 Love Songs project. If you Google that, 69 Love Songs, Minneapolis, our song is under the band name Kaitani, which is my stage name. Other than that, we don't have any recordings of our new stuff yet. Hopefully over the next couple months we will, but you can go to facebook.com/sungodstogammarays, or you can find us on Twitters at sungodsband.
All right, well, thank you for talking with us.
Thank you.
Thanks.
So this is Peter Bregman on Rhodes over here. And Paul Flynn on guitar. Mitch Miller and Brian Galnick. And I'm Brianna. So we have one more song for you guys. Again, our name is Sun Gods to Gamma Rays. Thanks for letting us play for you tonight. Thank you. things that hurt us so to face it, defend us, our satisfy. We are whole love.
A big thank you goes out to the members of Sun Gods to Gamma Rays for visiting with us on the live feed and participating in Midwest Music Fest 2013. More information on the band featured tonight can be found on Facebook by searching Sun Gods to Gamma Rays. You've been listening to The Live Feed.
Thanks for listening to The Live Feed. The Live Feed is produced by KQAL-FM on the campus of Winona State University. For more information on tonight's show, visit us at kqal.org.